We inch another step closer to our milestone 300th episode. Thank you for your support. I am Todd Wright, and this is my podcast. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, 813-902-3576. Visit Brandon Legal Group for a free consult. They are a full-service law firm. An emphasis has been placed here on those of you adult males residing in the state of Florida who have been paying permanent alimony. We're trying to get word to you that is no longer the law in the state of Florida as of July 1st, 2023. It has not been the law for almost a year now. What are you waiting for? Brandon Legal Group can help reduce or potentially eliminate your financial obligation going forward because permanent alimony is not the law in the state of Florida effective July 1st, 2023. BrandonLegalGroup.com or call 813-902-3576 for a free consult. Pin Chasers, find them on social media. Find them at pinchasers.net for lane reservations, party bookings, play in my golf tournaments to win, bowling parties for, I believe it's up to 12. I know it's 10. It might be up to 12 that I give away. Very coveted. Spoke to one of my former players Saturday night at the Tarpons game about a party he had for one of his daughters within the last few years. He speaks so highly of it. I still commend the Peroni family for all they do for Drew Garabo Live with John Senning and 102.5 The Bone annually, for the Down to Bowl event that was in, what, March, raised over $25,000 again for Down Syndrome Association of Tampa Bay. What a great room. Everyone I spoke to was having a good time that day. Everything donated by Pin Chasers. The staff worked hard. The pizza was good. I like Pepsi on draft. It's kind of a guilty pleasure, so I'm glad they have that. Yes, I call it Pepsi on draft. Pin Chasers, four locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Newest location is Brandon. Late night specials virtually every night. Pinchasers.net, bowling, food, and fun. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. Let me announce my last golf tournament of our golf season. Our golf season begins in early October. It ends in mid-May. If you know anything about weather in the Central Florida area, you know playing golf between Memorial Day and Labor Day isn't the best. So I don't schedule events between Memorial Day and Labor Day. I would just rather not deal with it. So our last event of our golf season before we take summer break, we are back at Lake Jovita Golf and Country Club. If you know anything about golf in the state of Florida, you should know about Lake Jovita. We were there last year. We played the North. This year, we played the South. I am offering it to Todd Wright Tour participants for $190 a twosome. That's it. $190 gets you a twosome and a dozen balls that your twosome can use, courtesy of Design Craft Kitchen and Bath. Yes, it's a very good deal. We have the afternoon on the South Course. We have a shotgun start at 1 p.m. Monday, May 13th. Identical date in terms of when it falls, Monday after Mother's Day, we had last year at Lake Jovita. Email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com, if you would like a twosome for just $190 that includes Callaway golf balls from Design Craft Kitchen and Bath for Monday, May 13th, 1 p.m. shotgun at Lake Jovita Golf and Country Club. toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Let's talk a little golf. Masters over the weekend. Biggest golf week of the year. I've been many times. I obviously host an annual event that is very mastered inspired, with our own green jackets, with our own pimento cheese, egg salad, chicken salad sandwiches, our own Amen Corner this past year. with specific competitions at Amen Corner, multiple ways to win individual prizes and team prizes at Amen Corner. Hey, thanks to Ebony DaCosta, who is essentially my co-host at these golf events now, Ebony of DaCosta Realty in Tampa Bay. Thank you, Ebony. We all love you. There's only one person that loves you more than me, and that's your fiance, and he's a very lucky guy. I love you for what you do for me and our golf tour. My players adore you. Thank you so much for your presence and support, especially our most recent Todd Wray Tour Championship, as Ebony was set up at the start of Amen Corner on the 11th tee at West Chase. So Scottie Scheffler wins the Masters. He wins going away. He didn't dominate it. You know, it was one of those where if you were to compare this to a football game, which I think most of you would get the analogy, it's kind of like how the game is competitive until the fourth quarter, and then the team that everyone knows is the team to beat just sort of pulls away. And in the end, they're taking a knee, and it's over. And you look at the final score, and you're like, wow. And it's sort of like, wait a minute, what did I just watch? I thought others had a chance. I never thought they'd actually win, but I thought, and then in the end, the score is quite a disparity. Scheffler pulls away from others who played well, but there is no, you can get beer and wine at the Masters if you are a normal patron. You can't get full liquor. You might be able to in some of the more private areas, but not on the golf course itself. But come the back nine, or actually number nine, on Sunday at Augusta, there were many doubles being served, double bogeys. Scottie did not have one. Now, Scottie struggled in that little stretch on Saturday. And then he put a firm end to that with an eagle on 13. And really from that point forward, he was always the man to beat. But there was that moment on Saturday from 9 to 12, not time-wise, holes-wise, where you were like, uh-oh. And then there was no more uh-oh. Even when Scheffler was a little off with his distances early in the round on Sunday. It's his second win. He's going to have some changes in his life now with having children. Jack Nicklaus often speaks about how significant that is for a professional golfer. There's the period of your career prior to having children, and then there's the career after you have children. And there are some players who just can't handle both. We'll see what Scottie Scheffler is in terms of where his career goes now that he is embracing fatherhood for the first time. His last four events, he has gone win, win, second, win in his last four. Some want to compare him to Woods. I'm unwilling to do that. Woods has 15 majors. Scottie has two. I will acknowledge that to go on a streak that includes the Masters, where you win three of four, one of which is the PGA Tour's best effort at a major, the Players' Championship. Because remember, the PGA Tour does not essentially own and operate any of the four major golf championships. The Masters is run by the Augusta National Golf Club. The PGA is run by the PGA of America, which has no official affiliation with the PGA Tour. They cooperate with each other, but That is often a misnomer. The PGA of America is separate from the PGA Tour. The PGA of America runs the PGA Championship. The United States Golf Association runs the U.S. Open, and the RNA runs the Open Championship, played England, Scotland, etc. So that run of four events, it started with the Arnold Palmer Invitational, which is a signature event, winner. The next week, the Players' Championship, the most esteemed event the PGA Tour runs, winner. He then went to Houston, finished second, had a putt to force a playoff on 18, missed that putt. Yeah, he stinks. And then wins the Masters for his second time in 3 years. That's his stretch. It was not done in succession. Those were four events Scottie Scheffler played in a row. In there, he skipped two. He skipped the event before the Masters, choosing to prep on his own rather than play in a PGA Tour event in San Antonio, Texas. Also, after winning both the Arnold Palmer Invitational and the Players' Championship, Scottie Scheffler chose to skip the Valspar Championship. The fact that Scottie didn't skip the Valspar Championship is not surprising. The Valspar Championship continues to fight a battle to get enough of the best players in the world to play in their tournament. The people who host the Valspar Championship, the people at the Innisbrook Resort, the people who work with Tracy West, Rondé Barber, the board of directors for Rondé Barber and Tracy West, one of which includes a Todd Wright Tour player in Mark Fitzpatrick, who invited me to play in the Monday After Challenge this year on the Copperhead. All have done so many fantastic things with this event. Years ago, I attended this event and know that walking around now or playing the course now around the event, they're not building these corporate tents and other interactive areas and other infrastructure around so many holes if there was not demand for it. They have made the PGA Tour stop in Tampa Bay a destination for people who want to go, who years ago did not go or did not even know it was being staged. Their battle to get the best players in the world is one they're losing. They're losing it because of many reasons. Here's the first. Live. And I know just saying that to anyone who knows what live means in the golf world immediately draws a negative reaction from some. It doesn't for me. I understand it. I also follow it. I also do my homework on it. I get what they're doing, and I acknowledge it, and I accept it. LIV has splintered golf at its highest level for men. It's the equivalent of if someone started another professional American football league and actually had the money to do all these things the spring leagues have never been able to do, no matter when they played, spring, fall, winter, summer. And they were able to throw hundreds of millions of dollars at Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Christian McCaffrey, and have them play in their league rather than the NFL. The NFL would still go on. You would still watch the NFL, and there would be all the same 32 teams, and there would be a Super Bowl, but there would be players missing because they're playing in the other league. That's what LIV has done. The majors, again, not run by the PGA Tour and not run by LIV. The majors are the only events where LIV players compete in stroke play against players on the PGA Tour, with the field determined by those that run the four majors. So the only time now in professional golf where you see the best players all on one golf course at one time are the four majors. This is seemingly a losing battle for the PGA Tour, which has tried to put together these signature events and raise the payouts to protect their own interests, to try to keep up with the money available for LIV golfers. And at some point, the PGA Tour needs to figure something out. Because an issue for the Valspar Championship is that all these great players, many major winners who are playing on LIV, are now banned from PGA Tour events. They can't play at the Valspar Championship. Now, it's not like they can not just play at the Valspar Championship. They can't play at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. They can't play at what will be the last year of the Wells Fargo in Charlotte and other PGA Tour events, signature or not. Again, they can play in majors. The PGA Tour doesn't run the major championships. So the Valspar Championship cannot, just taking a look at the Masters leaderboard, the PGA Tour has banned Cam Smith. He can't play at the Valspar Championship. They have banned Bryson DeChambeau. He cannot play at the Valspar Championship. They have banned Tyrrell Hatton, who just a few years ago won the Arnold Palmer Invitational. He can't play there anymore. They have banned Patrick Reed. They have banned John Rahm. They have banned Brooks Koepka. And the list goes on. So all those names, recognizable to many, they can't play in the Valspar Championship. This year's Valspar Championship, including a late WD from Patrick Cantlay, included roughly 40% of the top 50 players in the world. And LIV players do not earn those ranking points. So LIV players not earning ranking points now for 1-2-plus years, that hurts them in OWGR. So some of those LIV players would otherwise be in the top 50. They're not. So the top 50 is kind of watered down. It's getting more watered down as we go along. And the Valspar Championship could not attract even 50% of the OWGR. That's a problem. Another problem is where they are on the calendar, which is a battle they've continued to fight. Currently, as stated about Scottie Scheffler's schedule, they follow 2 weeks of highly paid PGA Tour events. The Arnold Palmer Invitational is a signature event and has a purse of $20 million. The Players' Championship is the signature of signature events for the PGA Tour and has a purse of $25 million. The Valspar Championship has a purse of just over 8 million dollars. The purse does matter. Also, just following two straight weeks, very few players turn down playing at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Some do, because they really don't like the golf course. But many play because it has Arnie's name on it, and many play or are continuing to play because there's $20 million out there to win. And almost nobody turns down the Players' Championship. That would be a bad look if you are a card-carrying member of the PGA Tour, and there's $25 million to play for. Valspar Championship doesn't have that going for them. And it's a golf course where you can't just pull driver 14 times and then hit wedge or 9-iron into the greens and be successful. It's not that type of golf course. That's also hurting it. Doesn't mean it's a bad golf course. It's a good golf course. It just doesn't fit the model. Augusta National is more of a pull driver and go. The rough isn't thick at Augusta National. Now, you can get in trouble with trees and other things, but you can spray it off the tee easily, more easily at Augusta National than you can at Copperhead. So it's not really an event to prepare guys who want to play well at the Masters. So as a result of no live players, only $8 million plus following a $20 and a $25 million event, and then two events in Texas, it's tough for the Valspar Championship to attract a great field. As a result, great players haven't been winning this event. This year, the 184th ranked player in official world golf ranking at the time of the tournament won the event. 184. Scottie Scheffler just won the Masters ranked first. Scottie Scheffler won the Players ranked first. Right around that time, he moved to one. I forget how long he's been number one, but again, number 184 won this past year's Valspar Championship. The previous year's winner of the Valspar Championship was also not in the top 100. The fewer of the best players in the world you get to play in your event, the more likely the winner of your event is not going to be one of the best players in the world or a recognizable name. Sorry, but I'd like to know any single person who isn't a family member of Taylor Moore who bought a ticket to the Valspar Championship this year to see Taylor Moore defend. And I make the same comment about Peter Malnati and how he will not sell tickets for the Valspar Championship in 2025. Malnati then went to Augusta and promptly finished dead last in the first round. Dead last. He was out of it. Second round, he freewheeled it, played better. He knew he wasn't making the cut. A lot easier to play golf with no expectations. But DFL in the first round. That's what the Valspar Championship put into the Masters. The Valspar Championship winner has not even come close, same year, in any of the four majors since Jordan Spieth won there in 2015. In a year where Spieth went 1-1, 4-2 in the majors. Since then, nothing. It's an issue. I brought it up on social media this week, and some who love golf ripped me for my opinion, which you're welcome to do. You're welcome to look at the post. And for those that question what I said, was anything in there not factual? That's my issue with a lot of things in the world right now. That people question facts. I was questioned. There was a response to the post that said, well, he's expected to struggle at the Masters. It's his first time. To that shit, Dick, here's my response. 10 first-timers made the cut at the Masters this year. Not none. Not one. 10. So I'm throwing that argument out immediately. You question my facts, which are all scores and world rankings, and throw that out? Well, Peter Malnati was expected to struggle. It was his first Masters. Huh, that's funny. 10 guys in their first Masters made the cut, including the guy who finished solo second, who was playing his first major overall. So you're out. And then this other person who's in the golf business, I respect his place in the golf business, that doesn't change that, said it was a bad look for me to say what I said. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to acknowledge facts. Said it was a bad look for me representing the Tampa Bay area. I don't represent the Tampa Bay area. I pay to live here. The Bay Area doesn't pay me to live here. The Valspar Championship doesn't pay me to talk about their tournament. The PGA Tour, no longer. I used to work for them. The PGA Tour no longer pays me to represent their brand and do broadcasts for them. I represent Tampa Bay. I represent the PGA Tour. I represent the Valspar. They know where to find me. They can pay me. And then they would have a little more say in what I say and what I don't say. I don't represent any of those brands. I represent myself. I speak based on facts. I form hypotheses. I offer opinions. If you don't like it, you can question it. But be careful what you question, because you look really stupid and ignorant with how you question what I recently said, all based on facts. All things others I know who follow golf understand and agree, maybe not as passionately as I do. I'll leave it there. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. If you'd like to play in Todd Wright Tour 47 at Lake Geneva, twosomes are $190. Just $190 gets you a twosome. And a dozen balls for your twosome from Design Craft Kitchen and Bath. Email me for twosome availability and payment information. We are playing on Monday, May 13th in an afternoon shotgun on the South at Lake Geneva Golf and Country Club. My email is toddwrightgolf@gmail.com, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Congratulations to Scotty Scheffler, and congratulations to the Augusta National Golf Club on another Masters tournament. Very well done. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Pin Chasers. We'll talk to you next time.